This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Second and five. He'll still face that with power, with Henry, with a touchdown. Great call, Tony. His second touchdown of the game.
The Ravens are really good. They are very, very good, especially on offense. The quarterback is headed very likely towards a third MVP season. He's as good as he's ever been, but that game was winnable. If you're a competitor, you don't concede going in that it's okay, that it'll be tolerable if they lose. Afterwards, we can deal with the reality. That's what we're going to do today. Good morning. Denton is here with me. Ben Standing will join us at noon. Lots of rehash between now and then, including your chance to weigh in starting later on in the hour. If you listen to this show via the podcast of this show, rate us and review us if you get a chance, especially on Apple. It's very helpful for us. Give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it and write a quick 1 to 2 sentence review. Literally takes you 60 seconds or less. And it'll help us. Do that. Game take coming up next segment. What I liked, what I didn't like, and yada, yada. And I guess more yada after that. You know, from a playoff standpoint, this is the best kind of loss. It's a loss to an AFC team, so that doesn't hurt you in things like tiebreakers if we get a chance to discuss those later on in the season. It helps you because things like division record and then conference record are more important than anything else. And look, they went on the road as a 7-point underdog and lost to a Super Bowl contending team, a team that is exceptional offensively with right now, I think, the quarterback that is playing the best of any quarterback in the NFL. Although our guy isn't that far off. They were in this game. They were. They just could not get a you-know-what stop on defense. You know, from the end of the first quarter through the rest of the game, 3 quarters of football, the Ravens didn't get stopped. They just kept possession of the football. Washington's last stop defensively came at the end of the first quarter, and for the rest of the afternoon, Baltimore had their way with them. I mean, it was really easy for the Ravens to move the football up and down the field the rest of the way. I thought and said all last week that this game would be a measuring stick game, even though Dan Quinn, you know, pushed back on that. You know, these coaches, and it's the right way to handle it, talk about these games in the way they should be talked about them if you're playing in them. And that is, every week is like its own deal. It's like separate from anything that came before it or anything that'll come after it. We see that every week in the NFL. Things are just about the matchup and about that particular day. But with respect to, you know, the first five games of the season, a four-game winning streak, offensively what they had been through five games, defensively what they had not been through five games, I thought from our standpoint, from a fan standpoint, that we would be able to measure a little bit about the team up against Baltimore in that environment. And look, bottom line is, even though they lost the game, offensively, they measured up very well. They played about as well as you could play in that environment offensively, and the offense gave the team a chance to win for a fifth straight game. You know, the offense had been the catalyst for the four-game winning streak, and they played well enough yesterday to win in Baltimore. Offensively, from a measuring stick game standpoint, they measured up. Defensively, not so much. You know, and let's put the important information up front, which is they were facing a team that's going to make a lot of defenses, even good defenses, look bad. Baltimore is excellent. And Lamar Jackson, my God, is he playing at a high level. Last week, and I talked about it, that against Cincinnati, Cincinnati loaded up the box similar to what Washington did yesterday. And they said, we're going to stop the run. We want to see Lamar beat us with his arm. And he did. And Lamar can now beat you with his arm. Not that he couldn't do it before, but as a straight drop back passer. Now, a lot of play action drop back for Baltimore yesterday. But this guy is just right now feeling it. How old's Lamar right now? 28 years old? Denton, is he 27, 28?
He's 27, I think.
Okay, so, you know, this idea that the book's been written on Lamar Jackson, and look, he's going to have to clear that playoff hurdle. He's going to have to clear it. He's going to have to prove that he can get it done in the postseason, that he can strap a team to his back when they're down by a score or down by two scores and lead them to victory. That's kind of the last hurdle he needs to clear. He's a two-time MVP. This guy is great, and he is entering, for that position, his prime years of his career, literally entering those years. So, look, defensively, it was not a good day for Washington. The competition, however, was legit top tier. You know, I mentioned last week, I was still very concerned about what this team was defensively. I just wasn't buying what I saw last week against the worst offensive team in the NFL. Washington just went from the worst offensive team in the NFL to probably the best offensive team in the NFL in back-to-back weeks. I wasn't buying really what I saw in Arizona. I thought Arizona, the idea that they could, you know, move the football against anybody without their quarterback, without their 5'6" quarterback being involved in the run game, was insane to me. But for some reason, they decided not to run them against Washington. So I was concerned with what the defense was, and it was a measuring stick game from that standpoint. Could they step up? Could they compete a little bit? Could they hang in there? Could they, you know, stop a couple of possessions with the game hanging in the balance? It was a rough day defensively. Really, really rough. And I think, again, understanding the competition and understanding that you're not going to have to face that again. You're not going to have to face Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and Zay Flowers and Mark Andrews and everything they've got offensively. Remember, the Ravens coming into the season were a bit of a question mark offensively because of the changes to the offensive line. They're just fine. Year two of Todd Monken is going pretty damn well for the Ravens. But it was not a good day, and the defense didn't measure up. And because of it, Washington's legitimate chance of kind of winning a game wasn't as legitimate as we had hoped. But to me, look, let's focus on the good news, the where they did measure up. They measured up at the quarterback position. Jaden Daniels, once again, proved, convinced anybody who was watching that game and anybody that knows anything about football, fan-wise or otherwise, he proved yesterday that he is legit real. He, you know, proved it in a way yesterday that was different than the way he had proved it in the last four games or the first five overall. Because yesterday, they did it in a different way in terms of moving the football and scoring points. Now, what he is week in and week out is he is poised, he is calm, he is cool, he is in control. He seems to be, you know, understanding everything that's going on and does not really show any signs. I'm talking about the mental part of the game of being a rookie. But yesterday, he threw the ball at an extremely high level against a team that had made his offense one-dimensional, completely one-dimensional. Washington was the number three rush offense coming into the game. Yesterday, they could not run the football. Now, you might say they chose not to. That's fair. But Baltimore's defense coming in was excellent against the run. They were very weak. They were porous against the pass. I had no problem with the way Kingsbury decided to attack Baltimore. It did make them one-dimensional. And the Ravens, look, they played contain rush. So it really came down to, could this rookie quarterback, Jaden Daniels, which all the analytics people told you before the draft, yeah, doesn't process quickly, pressure to sack percentage, can't throw the ball over the field, over the middle of the field, etc. Straight drop back, pretty much the entirety of the game he had to deliver, and he did. You know, Baltimore didn't let him out of the pocket that much. You know, a couple times he got free, scrambled for a first down. But for the most part, he had to deliver on schedule, in the pocket, slinging the football to receivers. And he did it. Offensively, Washington had 9 drives in the game. This has been a theme to their season so far. Not a lot of drives per game, but high production level in each possession they have. They scored on 5 of the 9 drives, had a chance on a 6th, but the field goal at the end of the first half got blocked. And Daniels, in a one-dimensional offense, on the road, hostile environment, in a game in which really the score context meant they had to have it on a lot of those drives, especially in the second half, 24 of 35 for 269, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. He took 3 sacks in the game, 38 dropbacks in that situation. That ain't bad. One of them was, you know, a scramble back to the line of scrimmage or just short of it. And there was one very important drop, which I will get to in the game take. This was absolutely, in my opinion, the way to attack Baltimore again. But Jaden still had to do it. You know, Josh Allen didn't do it, you know, on Sunday Night Football a couple of weeks back when they got absolutely run out of the building by the Ravens 35-10. Dak Prescott, I mean, against the Ravens in week 3 when they were both, you know, sitting there in need of a win. Dak Prescott, let's face it, he did nothing for 3 quarters, and then when Baltimore took their foot off the pedal in the 4th quarter, he got a little bit hot. Jaden Daniels is in complete control. Look, there's some real benefit that Cliff Kingsbury as his offensive coordinator is providing. There's no doubt about it. But this guy sees it. He has studied for it. He processes quickly once the ball is snapped. And once the ball is snapped, he almost always delivers it to the right spot on time, accurately. There is a play at the end of the first half that I'm going to get into during my game take, which was high level, next level quarterback IQ stuff. I'll get to that in the next segment. He did something on the final drive of the first half that you just don't expect a guy with his experience coming in 5 NFL games to really understand. A lot of veteran quarterbacks don't understand it. He did his part yesterday. They had zero chance without him. In fact, let's be honest, they have zero chance without him every week. He is right now, what's the saying, the stir that draws the proverbial drink. He kept them in the game. Look, the other players on offense, Terry McLaurin may have had one of his better games as a Washington football team player. God, he was good yesterday. And there were others offensively that were good. And the coordinator was good. But, you know, on a day in which the matchup featured a two-time MVP and a quarterback that's gotten more attention than any other that isn't, you know, that's in terms of rookie quarterbacks, if not all of the veteran quarterbacks as well, coming into the game, that matchup showed a guy that's headed towards a third MVP and a guy that's not that far behind him in his rookie season. He's just not playing Jaden on a team as good as Baltimore right now. Six games into his rookie year, I am pretty much sold. Now, you know, I think most of you know that I was sold before the season began, but he has exceeded all expectations. I was hopeful. Many of you were hopeful. Denton was hopeful based on what we had seen in college, that he had a lot of stuff that was translatable to the way the game is played today, and that he could be ready to perform at, you know, a high level earlier than later, but not at this level. Too bad yesterday they couldn't just get something from the defense. You know, something after that interception early. Something after that one punt that they forced early. Because they would have had a chance, a legit chance, to win the game. Look, I don't want to hear about the officiating. I mean, God. I mean, seriously, they gave up 484 yards on 9 drives. They gave up 7.5 yards per play. Please. Okay, there were a couple of calls that didn't go Washington's way. I'll get to some of those. But they didn't lose this game because of officiating. That's silly. Again, you know, the battle all year long for this team has been kind of set, right? I mean, there is a more, there's a clearer picture that's, you know, developed here through six games. And yesterday it was really kind of brought into focus a little bit. The NFL changes. We understand that. There's a lot of change week to week, and matchups mean everything, etc. But this is a team through six games, more than a third of the season, that will be led by its high-level quarterback who gives them week in and week out a chance to win games. However, they're going to have to be really good. There is not much room at all for, you know, error margin, because they are very limited by a defense that just doesn't have enough right now. You know, look, we expected this roster in 2024 to be deficient in some areas. You know, we weren't sure exactly where they would be. Would it be the offensive line? We were pretty sure it would be in the secondary, certainly a corner. That has definitely come to fruition. They struggle at corner. And let me just mention this one thing. Forbes was inactive yesterday, and I get it. There's an issue, clearly, and Davis was inactive. And, yeah, I know they were picked by Ron Rivera in the first round. Thank you, Riverboat Ron. But Forbes is the one corner that can run. Like, as I was watching the game yesterday, and I'm watching Zay Flowers just absolutely torch anybody that was covering him in the first half, yesterday actually was a game in which I thought maybe it was because, yeah, he's not going to tackle. I don't know what it is, but he's the one corner that can run. Denton, look up his time, his combine time. Did he run sub 4.4? He's got to be the only sub 4.4 guy they have on defense, right? I think he is.
Yeah, he ran a 4.35.
4.35. Like, when you've got a guy like Zay Flowers out there, and you know you're going to be loading the box and you're going to be in man coverage more than you've typically been in it, you got to have guys that can run on the field. So I guess, look, they're down on him, clearly, right now. But the one thing he does is run. He can actually, hey, chase him around. They're led by a high-level quarterback right now, super high-level quarterback, in an offense each week that's going to give us a chance, and it's going to make these final 11 regular season games a lot of fun to watch. Not just fun, but, you know, it's going to give us, you know, hope that they can win more games than they lose, and they can win maybe a division that's falling apart around them. But they've got a defense that can't bang it out with the better offensive teams. That's clear. You know, they're a year or two, you know, maybe hopefully a year away from adding the kind of talent that they can, you know, compete with the better offensive teams defensively. They'll do fine against the Arizonas and Clevelands and maybe Carolinas and Giants, you know, with the Giants being limited offensively. But the teams that, you know, they're going to have to likely play if they're going to, you know, do something if they get there, you know, I'm they're becoming a favorite to get there. Long way. You know, 11 games left. They're going to play them anyway. Understood. But, you know, they can't hold up defensively against teams like Detroit and San Francisco. No chance. Or Green Bay. You know, in the NFC. Just thinking, you know, about down the road. Long way to go. Okay? I don't want to put cart before horse. And look, they can still get better. They've got young players who are still trying to figure it out. Guys like Newton and Sanra still, for starters. But for now, this is a team, and the pictures become very clear. The hopes for a playoff type of season rest on the broad shoulders of their rookie quarterback, and he is clearly up to handling that weight. 4-2, as I mentioned, with, you know, one of the losses to an AFC Super Bowl contender. They've got the Panthers coming into town at 1-5. They got blown out at home by the Falcons, who are rolling. But Washington Denton is an 8.5-point favorite Sunday. This is, you know, I was talking to somebody yesterday about this when I first saw this line come out. I did a quick back of the, you know, quick research on, because I felt like this may be the largest favorite they've been in a long time. I could have missed something, but I think it's the largest they've been favored by since 2017. It's been 7 years since they've been this big of a favorite. You know, even with some of the teams, let's say in 2018 or in 2021 when they were rolling and won four games in a row, or 2022 when they were 7-5, it's really hard to be a big favorite in the NFL without a quarterback. And they haven't had one, and now they do. Yeah, they were a 12-point favorite in October of 2017 against Kyle Shanahan's 49ers in his first year of coaching the Niners. They only won that game by 2 points. But that was the last time that they were, you know, where they are now at 8.5, you know, more than 7 or 7.5-point favorites. Carolina, I'm just going to give you fair warning. Hubbard can run the football. Dalton's a veteran quarterback that can make plays. And they're probably looking at Washington defensively saying, we can definitely move the football and score in this game. Of course, their issue will be, like with every team that faces Washington, how do we deal with number 5? All right, let me get to the game take.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email.
power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
What I liked, what I didn't like, and a lot more. That's next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.